Shmini Alocha Hey Ad Hageshamim or Ad Sheiyu Hageshamim Ad Sheteired Reviyah Shniyah. Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer Ad Sheyagia Zmana Shel Reviyah. If you say Ad Sheyipasku Hageshamim Ad Sheyetze Nisan Kulo Div Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheyavor HaPesach. Rabbi Zira boy Omar Ad Hageshem. How about if you said Geshem instead of Gishamim? So what is he referring to? Osir Ad Sheyered Hageshem Acher. What he's osir to is the till the final Gishamim, which is the Reviyah Shlishit. Taman Tanina in Shkolim. Omar Arei Alai Eitzim. Eitzim, minimal of Eitzim is Shnei Eitzim. So lo yichot b'shnei gzira Eitzim. Even though he didn't say how much, since he said Eitzim, he means the Shnei gzira Eitzim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Ba, Namar, Rabbi Ba, Bar Mama, boy, what would be the din in Shkolim if you said Hare Alai 8? So then, is that the same? Because of the Shnei Gizrei Etzim is just a typical Korban 8? Or is it that 8 means literally one piece as opposed to 8 seam? Omar Rabbi Elazar, I can bring you a Raya. The Matnita Amra came. I can show you that each of the Shnei Gizrei Etzim is considered to be a separate korban, and therefore if you say eight, you mean one. How can I show you that? The Tadamina Taman, it says in Masechet Yuma that you have the Tami, Shabbein Arbaim, Shnayim B'yadam Shnei Gizrei Etzim, the two Kohanim, carry each one of them, carries one of the Gizrei Etzim. So apparently it's Choshev on its own. Little bit of a change in gears here. The Orchu Etzim Ala Eish, this is based on Reb Shimon's Drosha. The Orchu Etzim Ala Eish, L'rabot Et Etzim. Since it says V'Orchu, which is Loshen Rabim, you need two Kohanim, because otherwise why'd say V'Orchu? It's V'Oracha Kohen. So since by the Atomic Shacha, it says Ubi'er ala HaKohen Eitzim Baboker Baboker, where over there is one Kohen for two Eitzim. So when it says here V'orchu Eitzim, it's obviously referring to the Atomic Shaben Arbaim. So there's a difference between Atomic Shacha and Atomic Shaben Arbaim. The Atomic Shacha uses one Kohen for two Eitzim. The Talmud Shabbein Arbaim uses two Kohanim for two Eitzim, which shows that there is a separate korban of a single Eitz. Tani, that says in the Brayta of Rabbi Yosi Omer, Kol Davar Sheptolui B'Riviyah, any neder which makes it itself dependent on rain, let's say you say, I will not wear shoes until it starts to rain. Okay, so then he used the word Riviyah. So what that means, he means actual rain. This has nothing to do with the time, it has to do with the fact that he doesn't want to get his feet wet. So there it means when it's the rainy season already. So in other words, the serious rains have started. It's the Reviyah Shnia. But she'ino talui b'Reviyah. If it has nothing to do with the rain, so let's say a guy says, I will not go into your house until the rains. I mean, there really doesn't matter. Whether it rains or not, it's sort of arbitrary. It's meant you're dependent on the rains. So there, it just means the time of the rains. Achiyagiyazman, Revia. So there, it's dependent not on the actual rain. Tani, and the Brayta says, Rav Shimon Gamliel in there, Shivat Yamim, Shiyodubem Gishamim Velo Pasku. If you have 7 days in which it rains the entire time without let up, and you have during this period, enough of a time, Yeshbem, Kedei Reviyah, and the Shnia. You have already the equivalent of Reviyah Rishona and Reviyah Shnia. The Lama Nikra, that's of course according to, as the Gemara said, according to Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that the Rishona is on the 17th of Cheshvan and the Shnia is on the 23rd, which means that if it rains continuously from the 17th to 23rd, it's rained 7 days. And even though there's been no separation between the two, you don't need a separation. This basically is the beginning of the rainy season because it already includes the second Reviyah. Why do we call rain Reviyah? Because she rovat la'aretz. It's a sexual metaphor. So we view the rains as impregnating the earth. So here too, that's why, like the Gemara says, Mitra Ba'ala De'ara. The rain is the husband of the earth. So it like penetrates the earth to make it produce. Rabbi Meir Kedate, Rabbi Yehuda Kedate, Machlok is Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's Achi of Sekugi Shami, or Achi Etzeni Sankulo, is dependent in their own Shitot elsewhere. The Tanin and Taman, we know in the bright, in the Mishnah in Talmud it says, to say the ten talumatar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achi Avor HaPesach. So you say the ten talumatar until after Pesach. Rabbi Meir Omer Achi Tzei Nisan. Because you continue to be mavakish ten talumatar until the end of Nisan. Therefore, they argue when is the zman Gishamim also. So when you say Achi Yifseku Gishamim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the zman of Sheilat Gishamim. V'tein talamatar until after Pesach, until Rabbi Meir, it's Achi Yetzei Nisan. Halacha Vav, Tavchof Chet Amud Aleph. Kon im yayin she'eni to'em l'shana, nitabra ha'shana, asur ba'u bi'ibura. If you say Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, Ad Rosh Adar Rishon. If you say Ad Sof Adar, it's also Ad Sof Adar Rishon. Which seems to say, Hader Amra, Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, and Nidorim. We had this Gemara already a little earlier, the beginning of the parak. Since it says over here, Shana, then that would mean that the Chodesh HaYibur is included. So you see from here, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is what's called the year. Because if Tishrei is the year, what the heck would be the Chiddush? If a guy says, I won't drink wine till Tishrei. However long it takes to get to Tishrei, obviously, well, what he means. If you're saying that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the beginning of the next year, so then he may mean until the Chodesh after Adar, which I expect it to be Nisan. So Zigmar, no. Actually, you could still say that Tishrei is Rosh Chodesh and Dorim, and what would be the Habamina? Because Shalot Tamar, Yale Rosh Chodesh Adar Tachat Elul, V'yemutar Be'elul. Maybe the guy is referring to a typical year with X number of months. The year has 12 months. So here he's also thinking this year, meaning the next 12 months, which would mean that Rosh Chodesh Elul, instead of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, he should be able to start drinking wine. Kamash Malon, then no. From King Tzarech Meiboram, I have to say, Bo'u B'yiburam. Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Elah explains that when you say Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, you mean Ad Arisha. That's dafk in a case who should not have achkachibro. When you made the neder, it wasn't known yet that it was a shana mu'beret. Because in the time that they were mekadesh api ariya, you may very well not have known, because there was no calendar to tell you when it's going to be a leap year. But if you knew that it was a leap year,
often because they may not have made the decision to add the month.
Avol im ibrova achkach nadar lo v'da. If it was already a leap year, and the guy says until Adar, then you mean Adar Sheni, because he knows perfectly well that it's a leap year. So Stam Adar, when you know it's a leap year, is Adar Sheni.
Are there those two things linked? What the Kiddush of Yeriya and the decision to Adar.
Okay. So, Le'init Schar Batim, however, if you rented a house until Adar, Lo Shanya makes no difference. Omer Adar Rishon, Zomer Adar Rishon. Yechaku Chodashan. If the year was intercalated, and then it was, whether it was before the Haskara or after, so the Masker obviously is claiming he only meant to rent it until Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. The Socher obviously is claiming that it's until the end of Adar Sheni. In this case, they should split it, because it's more mutabas afek. Itacham.
And Purim, he'll get out.
Itacham in the Nedarim, letat chashish. So that means when it comes to Nedarim, which is Isser, if a guy is Nodar, and then you go ahead and you were Ma'abed Ashana. So for Isser, you're not chashish. But when it comes to Momo not Choshesh, does it make sense to be Choshesh for money? I mean, aren't we normally more machmir on Isser than on Mama? So why do we say that when it comes to Mama, for sure, they should split? Why don't we say Amotzi Mechaver Olav Araya? So that the socher who wants to stay in the house should have to prove that he has a right to stay in the house. Amar Rabbi Lo. V'hein she'ibru v'achar kach yizkir. When we talk about Schirut Batim, when it says they split it, it's only where it was already a leap year before the rental. So in that case, we should be maskir doesn't have the same power to be towing that he only meant Adar Rishon. For sure, in a case where it was not a leap year and then it became the Saber, there's no reason to say we should split it. The Socher doesn't get the house at all until Adar Sheni, certainly only Adar Rishon. L'inyan shtarot, when it comes now to writing the date in a shtar, kotvim the girsa, kotvim bi Adar Rishon. If you mean Adar Rishon, you have to say Adar Rishon. And by Adar Sheni, you just write Adar. That's Adar Stam. Because according to the Tanakhama, Adar Sheni is the Ikar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adar Rishon Stam, Adar Sheni Tanyan. Rabbi Yehuda argues, he holds that Adar Rishon is the Stam Adar, and by Adar Sheni, you have to write Adar Tinyanin. Perek Shmini Halakha Zayin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Because clearly, even though he said, even that, he only means Adlele Shabbat. Shalonit gavin zelat sha'ar sh'derech b'nei adam l'achol shum. Hum l'chaveru konim sheni nene lach. Im ein adba v'notel levanech ha'kur echad shachitim, u'shtei chaviyot shal yayin, hare ze yachol l'afer et edo shalo api chacham. V'yomar lo luk. Kloma marge l'chaya l'bnei kvodi, zeo kvodi. V'chein ha'om l'chaveru konim sheni ad nene li, im ein adba v'noten levni kur echad shachitim, u'shtei chaviyot shal yayin. So we may omer asurat shikitei, v'chagumim omrim, Says the Gemara, Rebbi Chiya b'shem Rebbi Yochanan, af harishon b'machlok. The truth is that the first bava that konim sheni nena lecha. Imeinat abav notel, even though we don't find that Rabbi Meir argues there. The truth is Rabbi Meir does argue there. And he holds that he can't be nena until actually he's notel of no, the kurchitim, and so on. And he just waits till the end of the Mishnah to explain a shita that this is meant seriously, and he can't just say it's just as good. Omer Rabbi Zeira, the machlokis Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, bestam kaluki. As over there we're talking about in a case of stam. In other words, b'manat kayamim, what's the case exactly? It's like changing gears over here. Im b'shezel me b'nei kvodi, v'zel me b'nei kvodi, divrei akol asur lo. If they're in a fight, basically, and the one who's making the neder says, look, I'm looking to have you accept this gift from me. And the other guy says, well, but I mean, surely it's just for my covet. So over there, I mean, they're arguing about something real. So nobody's going to say you can suddenly turn around and say, well, it's good enough. It's not good enough. Im b'shezel me b'nei kvodi, v'zel me b'nei kvodcha. If everybody's clearly on the same page as to the purpose of the neder, so then why would Rabbi Meir argue? Everybody agrees that you could say, I already knew it about. Clearly what we're talking about is a case where the intent is somewhat vague. So we're talking about bistam. So in other words, he just says konim shatan eneli, and that's all. He doesn't say for my covet or for your covet or anything of this sort. So Rabbi Meir understands that stoman kimandi omar mipnei kvodi, and therefore it's also until he actually gives it. Rabbanin amrin stoman kimishazel mer mipnei kvodi vazel mer mipnei kvodcha. They're arguing about something substantial, and therefore. I mean, rather, they're not arguing at all. They're both agreeing that it's for the purpose of his kavod, and he could say, "Arenu kila kavod." Rabbi Yosef boikam in Rabbi Yochanan matnita Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Shall we say that when it says in the Mishnah Konim sheni neni lach in inat above an hotel, where we say that the Chachomim hold it's not chal, that's going like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer kol akavah sheinami mena areze get. Let's say we're a guy, the case over there, the classical case, is a guy says to his wife, this is your get, if on condition. What's the condition? On condition you take care of my dad for 2 years, and it's an Alzheimer's patient. Then you get your get. Or on condition that you continue to nurse our son for 2 years. So over there, if the father dies before the 2 years are up, or the baby dies before the 2 years are up. So there you have a machlokas. According to the Tanakhama, it's not a get, because you made it tonight. You didn't fulfill the get. According to Shimon and Amliel, he says, as long as the tonight is not dependent on her, the guy dies, the baby dies, and it's the same thing as the kiyamat tonight, because it's clear that the intent was, as long as it's necessary to nurse my child, or as long as it's necessary to take care of my father. All my life, Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's not dependent on that machlokas. Shana yihacha. Over here, it's different. It's going even according to the Tanakhama. Because over here, it's mipnei p'tichat neder. We say over there in the Mishnah, we say here in the Mishnah, hareini kivut kabalti. It's not because the tznai was mikuyam. It's because this is the equivalent of a built-in petach for neder. And a neder is butter with a petach, but a tznai is not butter with a petach. A neder has a whole new element to it that normal transactions don't have. And that is that we have a right, because of Pitchei Nedarim, to analyze what would you have thought in the event that. But we can't do that with a general tznai. We have no reason to say that this is a meaningless tznai if some event changes. And therefore, you can't learn it out. Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef, it's not the same. Lo Nedarim, she'ina tzrichan et hachachaman and kayamanam. You'd be right if we were looking for a petach. But I mean, what we're trying to say over here is, in the Mishnah, that the neder should be batal without a heter chacham. So it's the equivalent of the four nedarim that we had earlier, like nidrei zeruzin. We're saying this is undoubtedly what is meant, right? So then it's not because it's a petach. It's because this is undoubtedly what's meant. If it's undoubtedly what's meant, then that's an analysis that should apply to all types of conditions. This is essentially what's meant. Rabbi Yonah said, "Lo bevadat toleni drobe davar anan kayamim." The heter in the Mishnah is not because it's nidrei zeruzin. In the Mishnah, it's very possible the guy had in kavana that he actually wants this covet. The reason for the heter is because of this new idea of saying arenu kiilu itkabalt, that that's considered to be a petach to be matir, but it's not automatically utar. Ad kidon hu deboy meitan lei. So, in other words, until now, you're telling me that it's considered to be a petach. He doesn't have to give it to him, fine. But the opening case, the first case, where over there, he wants to give something to the other guy's son. He says, I want you to accept that from me. So, over there, the guy can say, harenu kiilu itkabalti. But how about in the sefer, Brahmahu? The low boy meitanle. We're over there and he says, look, I'm sick and tired of your always taking. I want you to give. Let me see you give something for a change. How about you giving a gift to my son? So in that case, Yocholu Amarle, Lo Ba'it Elam of the Kinah, he can say, says the Gemara, that despite the fact that it's not a petach, you're right. Obviously you were serious. You can't say I need to do it kabalt. That's true, but what you can say is, I was just testing you. I was just testing you. I didn't really want the money. I wanted to see what kind of person you are. So, you're coming now to pay up. I don't need it. Forget it. Thank you. I just wanted to see whether this is the type of relationship which you're going to continue to take or whether you're actually going to be mutual about it. But I don't really want your money. I don't need your money. I don't want your gift. So it was a test. So, kiven dechamatich mitzta'er, when I see that you're trying to work it out. That's all I really wanted to see. Then you say, Arei Anikilut Kabalti. That's all I wanted. It's as if I got it. That's the point. I mean, it doesn't mean that I'm simply opening up the door and saying, well, I always allow for my change of heart in saying Hareani Kilut Kabalti. You're explaining why it's Hareani Kilut Kabalti, because it was never the thing. It was the relationship. And you've showed me that the relationship is there. That's fine. That's perfectly reasonable. Halacha Chet. Are you misarvim bo lasetet bat achoto? This guy is under tremendous pressure to marry his niece. Yomar, konem she nenet li liolza. That woman is never going to be have any ana out of me. Or somebody's divorcing his wife. He says, konem ishti nenet li liolza. Not one thing is she going to have any ana from me. There's no isur hana'a, because we interpret it contextually. In the context of marriage, pleasure is a reference to sex. You're talking about your niece. Be darned if she's going to be sleeping with me. That's what you're really saying. Look, this is basically the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, like we said earlier, that was the case, remember, with Yehuda, where the guy was carrying wool on his shoulders and he was sweating and he said, be damned if I'll ever have wool on me. He's certainly allowed to wear a wool suit. He's just not allowed to be towing. Or vice versa. He's wearing a wool suit. It's a hot day and the wool's rubbing against his legs. There he's only also in a wool suit. He's certainly able to carry wool in a bag. So in other words, everything is contextual, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So here also, that's essentially what the Mishnah is saying, right? It's contextual. If you're talking about something in terms of a marriage, then your neder about pleasure is talking about marital bliss, not talking about anything else. And v'chein ha-megarish et ishto, the same thing, Amri Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar HaKol, the fian neder. We have just a little bit more, we can finish the parak. Halacha tet. Somebody is pressuring you to eat in his house. The guy says, be damned if I take even a drop of water in your house. So I'm going to come in the house. I won't even walk into your house. I won't take a drink of water from you. He can walk into the house. He can have a drink of water. He's just trying to say, look, I'm not interested in sitting down having a soda here. So he's exaggerating. Lonika means that. Ela l'shem achila v'shtia. Amr Rabbi Yossi. This shows how the Amra, since it says over here that he goes even into the details, he's even saying a drop of water. I mean, you would say, I mean, what are you going into that kind of level of detail? It must be that you actually mean it, right? You don't. So this is an indication, as far as the same question we had in the Bavli, a little gears of change here, that I aim the Nishbala Kavre, the lawyer Chal, Ain Ochal Vain Chaver. Somebody's pressing somebody to eat by him. And he swears, I'm not going to eat. Doesn't mean he's not going to eat. It means, I'm not going to eat this meal with this person. That's all that he means. He could certainly eat from somebody else who invites him. And he could certainly eat another meal with the person who's been driving him crazy. Because again, even though you're nichmas to the prote pratim, it means that we take for granted that we have a right to interpret it according to the precise situation. Hadron alach konim yayin. Great.